Dr. Kandu has a problem. He always seems to have a new idea, but he hasn't had a chance to clean up when he finishes work on one idea and starts on the next. His workshop is starting to disappear under all the equipment. He decides he needs a day just to tidy everything away. It takes him all morning to put contraptions in one chest and redstone in another one. Once he can see the floor, he needs to think about what has gone into all those chests. He has too much stone and deep slate. There is excess everywhere he looks. I think I need to chuck it out, he tells himself. If I get rid of some of the extra stone, I will have more space to store my contraptions. The rail system he built for mining helps him take stone to a lava pit. He starts to throw it in, but it is hot and slow. I am certain there is a better way to do this, he thinks. Inside the underground space, Dr. Kandu decides on a great idea. He can make a contraption that throws the items into the lava for him, so he won't need to get close. I'll place the lava under the ground, he says. It doesn't take him long to build. He already has the chest and the hopper he needs. He even has a bucket of lava left over from an experiment. When he is done with the lines of redstone, he conceals the lava under blocks of obsidian. Dr. Kandu steps back and looks around his workshop. Space, lovely, excellent space, with everything right where he needs it. The disposal device hums quietly in the corner, and he notices he can find things much quicker now. No more minecart rides and no more singed mustache hairs. A big grin spreads across his face. I, he says proudly, I'm a genius. But it seems that science is just a messy business. Once again, Dr. Kandu has made a new mess all over the place. Maybe what I need is to hire a villager to clean up, he says.